This is Tiana Stokes with On Blast, reporting on youth oppression. Ever heard of youth oppression? Well, let me fill you in. Imagine a tall, young black woman. Her style could be described as a little artsy-fartsy, a little Mama Africa, with a book bag protruding from her back. That's me, Tiana, age 18, a high school senior in Philly. Now imagine that one evening, my friends and I walk into a pizza place in hopes of food and friendly banter. But instead, we are greeted with a half-hearted smile and what do you need? The woman at the counter is rude. She appears to be annoyed by the sight of our overstuffed backpacks and book-filled arms. But I know that she is only annoyed by the fact that a group of students just stepped into her shop. We sense this animosity and we grow annoyed as we watch latecomers get their food before us. We complain and feel cheated once we receive our simple orders late and poorly prepared. "I'm not coming back here," we promise one another. Others watch us leave as our backpacks wiggle behind us. They judge us.
Too many kids up in here.
They know better than to act like that.
Troublemakers.
Obnoxious.
Ghetto-ass teenagers.
But little do they know that we were the ones most affected by the incident. What I just shared with you is a prime example of youth oppression, a vicious cycle that lives on through the stereotype that all young people are wild and irrational. Some business owners believe that they can improve their businesses by banishing us from their establishments. No students or children allowed without an adult. But young people are their bread and butter. We drive the economy, but unfortunately, rather than being treated as customers, we are treated like potential criminals, hoodlums, or public nuisances. Imagine if there were signs in front of convenience stores that said, "No more than two black people in a store at once." Or if there were signs that said, "No women allowed without being accompanied by a man." Think about it. All of these restrictions are archaic and ridiculous. Sadly, it's not all their fault. This idea is instilled in all of us. Adults are made to believe that young people are bad. This is the cycle of oppression, and together we can break the cycle. But first, we have to understand it. The cycle of oppression all starts with mistreatment. That's step one. A group is treated poorly through disrespect, discrimination, and/or abuse. Step two, the oppressed group reacts to this mistreatment. They act out as a way to cope with such mistreatment. Sounds familiar? Step three, the entire group is then stereotyped based upon the reaction of a few individuals. Step four, society then accepts these generalizations as truth. They create rules and laws based on a stereotype, and this often leads back to further mistreatment, bringing us all the way back to step one. So remember those signs I was talking about earlier? Yeah, that's step four. But awareness of this cycle can improve our relationship. Young people can gain a better sense of how to handle tough situations where they feel discriminated. Adults can gain perspective on how such stereotyping can be harmful to our community. Adults, please understand. Just because I'm young in Philadelphia does not make me a ghetto-ass teenager. Take the time to realize that you all need us as much as we need you. We learn from one another. This oppressive behavior creates a division between us, rather than uniting us. Be patient and provide us with guidance, but don't assume that we're all nothing but trouble. How can you expect something to grow when it is only given shade? Want to know how I handle the situation? Kill them with kindness. I mean, stuff it down their throats. Remain calm, and when that owner greets you with, "So, are you going to order or what?" whip out your biggest grin and politely decline. Oh, and make sure you let your book bag wiggle proudly behind you as you leave the establishment. This is Tiana Stokes with On Blast.